The views expressed on the following program are designed to amplify those of the speaker and are not necessarily those of KAAM, KNSN, DJRD Broadcasting, Crawford Media Group, or its sponsors.
Hello, everybody!
I've got sunshine on a cloudy day. When it's cold outside, I've got the month of May.
Here's what's coming up on today's experience. It's Dr. Dave's Devotional Diamonds of the Day. That's right. Dr. Dave's Devotional Diamonds of the Day, also known as DDDDDs, where my daily devotions become some of our spiritual reflections. Sound effects placed throughout the show which have nothing to do with life, but the Bible teaches there's a time to laugh. The review of the goofiness which proves Jesus is coming back sooner than you think, we hope, before this introduction is over. Life lessons for our faith that we can actually use probably won't if we sit on our blessed assurance. Humor that will force you to think, why does this guy have a radio show? I love this answer. Why not? Good. Also, Bible trivia for fake and yet somehow real cool prizes, your phone calls, and more.
Living this life, not always easy running in.
Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. My name is Dr. David Spoon. You know, I've said doctor about four times already. Have you noticed that? I keep saying doctor. You want to know why? Because sometimes I just don't believe it. Anyway, my name is Dr. David Spoon. I'll be your host for the next 5,400,000 milliseconds, which is a lot of those. Get ready for one of the more bizarre experiences on live radio. Here's the key to the show. We don't know what we're doing. We have no idea what's going to happen. Every show this week, we have absolutely had no idea what's going to happen. And guess what? It's going to happen again that we don't know. And you know what? We don't care. You want to know why? For the next few minutes, I want to talk love with you. So here we go. We're asking questions about living life as a Christian. That thingy right there, here you go. The same question we ask on Thursdays for a reason as we prep. Listen to the question, are we expecting more in 2024? And no, it's not, are we expecting more like a poke in the eye with a sharp stick? Are we expecting more? Is our faith level maintaining? Are we maintaining the faith we started with, or are we dropping off? Did we start with a 9 and move to a 6? Time to move it back to a 9. Because that level of expectation, that level of hope, that level of faith pleases God. And that's what he expects from his kids. Ooh, wow. Here it is, simple as I can make it, as straightforward. Are we expecting more of the grace, the goodness, the kindness, the favor, the mercy, the touch of God? Are we expecting more in 2024? That's the question. Hey, if you've got an opinion, a comment, a thought, or a question, we want you to reach out to us. Now, we'll tell you that we're going to give you the phone number. The phone worked great on Monday, didn't work at all on Tuesday, worked halfway on Wednesday. So we don't know how the phone's going to be on Thursday. Isn't that the fun part? That's what's great about live radio. But we'll try. We'll see what happens. If you want to give us a call, 972-445-0770. That's 972-445-0770. When you call 972-445-0770, when you make that call, you'll end up talking to Jammin' Jacob. When you're talking to Jammin' Jacob, I just want to let you know, it's like spending time relaxing and chillaxing.
Aww.
Aww, that's so nice.
Thank you, David. Happy Thursday.
Happy Thursday. Do you like how I drew that out more so you can have extra time from the phone? Because I saw what was going on there. Did you like that?
Yes, thank you. That very much helped.
So we do have somebody on the line. Just hold on there. We want to make sure everybody knows what's going on. If, by the way, you are in San Diego, 11:36 right now. If you're in Denver, 12:36. If you're in Dallas, 1:36. If you're in Detroit, 2:36. And you can either call us at the 972-445-0770, or you can text us. No, that's right, right now. 214-210-8483. That's 214-210-8483. Here's the non-professional voice coming now.
214-210-8483.
It's kind of like a deeper NPR voice there, right there. You can also send us an email, david@hemustincrease.org. David, D-A-V-I-D, at A with a circle around it. He must increase from John 3:30. He must increase, I must decrease. .org, because we're a nonprofit entity. I want to say a shout out immediately to Al catching that we wanted the Lord to come back before the intro was over. And then Al wrote, still here. That's hilarious. We do have somebody on the line. Let's send them on through before we do anything else. Go ahead and send them through. Knock, knock. This is David. Who am I talking to?
Well, this is Al.
Hi, Al. How you doing?
I'm doing well. I just thought we ought to get the phone lines out of the way and make sure this is working.
And it's not. Isn't that wonderful? You can you sound, I can hear you, but you sound like you're on a spaceship and you're ordering French fries through a McDonald's box.
That's what it sounds like on my end when I'm talking to you.
At least it's not just me. So that was a good move on your part. Now we know. The phones, but I could still hear you and I can still understand you. And I love that you made the call because that is commitment to the show.
Right? That's right. That's right.
And gosh, we're still here, Al.
Yeah, well, everything is good on this end. I'm blessed. And my wife and kids are doing well now. And so everything's going well right now.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
It's
just awesome to know that God is such a blessing and blessing people all the time. And that's just a great, great thing to say. And people need to be aware. The Lord will bless each and every one of us. But you got to hang with him. You can't just expect him to give you stuff and go somewhere else. You got to hang out with the Lord.
That's true.
Amen. That's true. Amen, brother.
Everybody be careful out there. It's raining. The roads are slick.
Everybody needs to be careful.
A lot of people driving.
All right,
have
brother.
A blessed day.
All right, you too. God bless.
Bye-bye.
All right, our friend, great friend Al, just a phenomenal friend of the show, a phenomenal friend of mine. You know, you guys, it's so weird. Aunt Deb and Noelle and I had a board meeting, and we were talking about how unique the show has become because there's almost like it's a fellowship, friendship kind of thing that's going on, and it's just cool. It's like, you know, it's not a church, right? Because we don't do baptisms, okay? We don't take communion, all right? Just in case you're wondering what's going on with that. And we don't do the Mary and the Barry kind of things. We don't marry people and bury people. That's kind of a mean way to say it, but we just don't do that. Bottom line to that process is simply this. We're a fellowship. We're a bunch of people in a boat going in the same direction towards the Lord, okay? That's what it is. So, but you can tell that the phones are still like, what was the word? You know, it sounded like he was literally for him it'd be Whataburger. So, because Al likes Whataburger. So it's like a phone, it's like he's talking on a megaphone through a Whataburger, order my service, my French fries, my hamburger. Is that about right?
Yeah, that's pretty accurate, unfortunately. Phones right now.
So we'll probably do a little less on the calls. That doesn't mean we won't do trivia. It just means we might do a little less on the calls. We'll just see how it goes. There's no point in freaking out about it. What are you going to do about it? Nothing. You know, I've heard people say this, and I want to make a correction on this. People say, well, you know, if life gives you lemons, you should make lemonade. Okay, no. Let me just help you out. If life gives you lemons, first of all, you should make lemon pie.
Why are you making lemonade? Make lemon pie. Pie's better than lemonade. Okay, that's just me. Anyway, bottom line is simply this. If you want to text us during the show, you can do that. You can still call us, by the way. You just got to be aware you can't talk long because there's only so much that we can hear before the alien voice takes over. You can still call us, 972-445-0770. Now, you can also text us. And that's one of the big advantages we have in our show is you can text me. It's not a problem. It doesn't mean I get to everyone in a super excellent, timely manner. We do our best. 214-210-8483 is the text number. As well, you can send an email, david@hemustincrease.org. In the meantime, I want people to be aware that we're going to jump into the teaching. If you have a praise report, if you have a prayer request, if you have something going on and you want to share, not for a kvetching, but for encouraging, Hebrews 10:25, encouraging one another as we see the day of the return of the Lord getting closer and closer, right? Okay. Just keeping that simple. You want to just, you know, encourage each other. Why? Because guess what we need right now all around us? Encouragement. And, you know, I was talking to somebody yesterday, and I'm not going to say who, even though it was my brother, and giving him a very hard time and talking to him about friends and friendship. And I said, you know, if you want to have friends, be a friend. So if you want to be blessed, bless other people. That's the way to go about that, right? So if you got something, you know, cool. Here, I just want to make sure you hear that. You want to receive blessings, be a blessing. You want to have friends, be a friend. Be what you're supposed to be first for that which you want to get. See, that's where you get the understanding of love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, strength, and mind, and love your neighbor as you love yourself. That's where it makes the most sense, right? Okay, cool. Okay, so you already know what's going on with the phones. We're going to jump into the Word of God because the Word of God revives the soul. It revives your very spirit. Sometimes you read the Bible and you're just like, what? Other times you have to fight to read one sentence. You ever notice that? You don't have to fight to read one sentence of anything else. You just have to fight to read a sentence of the Bible because the enemy is attacking. Let's go back to the book of Jude. And we are in the book of Jude. And we love Jude. This is a very powerful, powerful word. And we'll pick it back up from what Jude said. That he said this. And this is verse 3. And then we'll go right into verse 4. He says this. He says, beloved, although I made every effort to write to you about the salvation we share, I felt it necessary to write and urge you to contend earnestly for the faith entrusted once and for all to the saints. We already understand that he just wanted just to write a word of encouragement about salvation, but had to write, you know what? You're going to have to stand firm in your faith. Here it is, verse 4. For certain men have crept in among you, unnoticed, ungodly ones, who were designed long ago for condemnation. They turned the grace of God into a license for immorality. And they deny our only master and Lord, Jesus Christ. Wow. So we turn to Jude, verse 4. We already know that you got to defend the faith. We already talked about that last Thursday. The faith that was once and for all delivered to the saints. You know what that means? That means that the faith doesn't change with culture. Cultures change, governments change, politicians change hourly. Everything changes. World rulers change. All that stuff changes. But the gospel doesn't change. The salvation message doesn't change. Have you noticed? In our very own country, love America, pray for our country every day, and I suspect all of you do as well. Have you noticed the country is changing? Have you noticed the media? They've lost their minds. They're just so far over. They don't have any problem reporting any lie anywhere. It's terrible. They are no longer a trustworthy source for anything. In fact, media stands for making everyone dumber in America. But while that's changing, the faith that we have has been once and for all delivered, and our faith doesn't change. The truth never changes. Even though they want to report 2 plus 2 is 4, but only if one of the two really feels like it, even though they want to report that, it ain't so. And the salvation that we have through the redeeming work of Jesus Christ, the gospel, the power of God itself, the gospel is the power of God, doesn't change. And so what we find out is the weapons of our warfare, they're not worldly. They're mighty through God. They're spiritual weapons. Jude explains this warfare by informing us that certain men have infiltrated the church unnoticed, bringing with them harmful influences and evil teachings. Wow. Have you noticed this week's been a very ferocious kind of week of teaching? I have. Here's the bottom line. People enter the church wanting to change the once and for all delivered salvation so that it accommodates them. That is unacceptable to the heart and mind of God. In fact, in Galatians chapter 1, it teaches that if somebody preaches another gospel, that he should be accursed. And it says this, if an angel preaches another gospel, like Moroni, if an angel preaches another gospel, let him be accursed. Do you get the message there? The message is, now there is one gospel, once and for all, delivered unto the saints. It doesn't change. The truth is steady. It's all the other stuff that's not steady. So what's amazing about this is that these people infiltrate the church. And you're thinking, well, when you say infiltrate, is it like, you know, is it like they're getting in, like they're kind of like, you know, like kind of like being an informant, and they're getting in the church and then they're spreading all that stuff? Yeah, but the only thing is that Satan is their director. He's the head of their operations. And they're bringing evil influences and evil teachings. So astonishingly, if you read in this text, you find out certain men have crept in unaware, unnoticed, ungodly ones who were designated long ago for condemnation. It's amazing. These people have already been marked out for condemnation. They're already going to get theirs. They're destined to face judgment for sowing seeds of discord, lies, and false teaching. In today's age, it's not hard to identify those who speak in the name of God, yet create Christian discord. They spread falsehoods. They propagate false teachings about Jesus. Those are the people that say, if Jesus was alive today, he would say, I didn't know it all. Those people are demonic inspired. Such individuals are just all over the various media platforms. That's just sad. And here's where the primary comes. Wow, the primary. What do you mean? Here's what Jude says. Listen to what they do. They turn the grace of God into a license for immorality. Did you hear that? I'm going to take a deep breath. I'm going to offer you a trivia question you can answer, and then I'm going to come back in and fire on this, okay? Because this is the key in understanding who these dark messengers are. Did you get that? Okay, take a deep breath. Okay, here's your trivia question. Get ready, okay? Wow, that was a lot, Dave, on radio. Wow, what's going on? Here it is. Who is this person? I was freed from 7 demons. I was one of the first, if not the first, to see Jesus risen from the dead. Who am I? Am I Mary Magdalene, Isabella, or Martha? Mary Magdalene, Isabella, or Martha? Your reference points, Luke chapter 8, verse 2, and Mark 16, 9. I was freed from 7 demons. I was one of the first, if not the first person, to see Jesus raised from the dead, see him after the resurrection. Am I Mary Magdalene, am I Isabella, or am I Martha? Luke chapter 8, verse 2. Additionally, Mark chapter 16, verse 9. Now, if you want to call, I'm just warning you, our phone is iffy. Iffy means iffy. It means Okay, that's what it means. You can call 972-445-0770. If you call, Jacob's going to tell you, be short, be quick, the phones aren't working. Okay, there you go. You can also text 214-210-8483. That's 214-210-8483. Or you can send an email, david@hemusincrease.org. It's david@hemusincrease.org. I'm going to send you up to the website right now because I'm not making the official announcement. I'm making a partial official announcement. If you go up there on the website, and if you go under ministry as one of the headings and look under books, you're going to see something you've never seen before. Trust me. We'll make our official announcements tomorrow, but everything is A-OK for you to check it out on the website. So we actually want you to go to the website. On the website at the top bar, there's all these little links. One of them says ministry. You click on that, and then it says books. And then you click on that. Additionally, on the website's a place to give. We find that to be helpful to keep the ministry going because without it, we can't keep the ministry going. That's pretty straightforward. Okay. Proverbs 3:9, honor the Lord with your wealth and with the first fruits of all your produce. God doesn't get the leftovers. He gets the best of what you have, just like God gave you the best, right? Check all this stuff out and much, much more on the website, hemustincrease.org.
Prayer request?
Hemustincrease.org.
Praise report?
Hemustincrease.org.
Looking to give to this ministry?
Hemustincrease.org.
Confused by what's happening right now?
Hemustincrease.org.
Hemustincrease.org.
What's the matter, Colonel Sanders? Chicken?
Sorry.
That's what I want to say to the phone. It's like afraid to work or something.
Yeah. What's the matter, phone? Are you chicken? Okay. Okay. If you think you know the trivia question, you can reach out to us. I'm going to go right back into the teasing. I don't want you to miss. This is huge. So Jude, we're in chapter. Well, there's no real chapter in Jude. There's just verses, so I shouldn't have said that. But here we are in Jude. We're at verse 4. Certain men have crept in unaware, unnoticed, ungodly ones who were designated long ago for condemnation. They turned the grace of God into a license for immorality, and they deny our only master and Lord, Jesus Christ. One of the primary teachings of false teachers that is promoted by these individuals is a misuse of God's grace. Do you hear that? A misuse of God's grace. As almost as though God's grace then gives you a license to sin. Here's the part that you got to get this. You have to catch this. People will say, well, I can sin because then I can just be forgiven. It's when you do that, that you're under condemnation. I'm just telling you, you can't take that away from anywhere. When you recognize that you've done something wrong, it's not a light thing that God has taken the time to illustrate to you and I, this is wrong. Don't do this. And to make light of it, just going, I'll just ask for forgiveness. I'll just say a bunch of hail this or hail that, and I'll just be forgiven. It doesn't work that way. Those are the same people that say, I'll do whatever I want. I'll send my brains out. And then right at the end, just before I die, just before, I'll say, I'm sorry. Please forgive me. And then I'll be forgiven. So I'll have lived life on earth doing whatever I want, having as much fun as I want, being as much of a sinner as I want. And at the very end, I'll just say, please forgive, plug me in. And here's what they don't understand. Hebrews makes it very clear that even though Esau sought repentance with tears, he could not find it because God did not give it. So all those people that are thinking they're just going to make a deathbed confession and jam out, you are 1,000% wrong and 1,000,000% unbiblical. And teachers who teach this are condemned, and people who live this are condemned. Well, I'll just spend eternity in hell with my friends. You won't be seeing anybody in hell. You'll be there by yourself. Get it? That's what hell is. It's not a party. It's a punishment. So here's their theory. The theory is they can act as they please and simply claim grace. This approach not only opens them up to a life of sin, but it places them in complete denial of Jesus Christ. Such actions will not go unpunished. But Dave, are they saved? No, they are not saved. That's your answer. You say, well, you're the saved? No. Because genuine Christians are always trying to please their Lord Jesus Christ. It's not that you're going to do everything perfect, but when you do it wrong, you're like, oh, Lord, please help me. That's the difference between those and saying, oh, I got a free pass. That ain't the case. Get it? All right. Who is this person? I was freed from seven demons. I was one of the first people to see Jesus, and actually the first person to see Jesus. Mark 16:9, Luke 8:2. Who am I? I am Mary Magdalene. That is who I am. There you go. We will take our short break, and you can keep listening. If you want to go to hemisincrease.org or just listen through the apps, don't go anywhere.
What is the David Spoon experience?
So you know what David did? He asked God again. And how did God answer? He answered him. God didn't go, oh, you asked me twice. Strike you with lightning. Strike you with lightning. It's like, that's not how this works. So the scripture says in 1 Samuel 23:4, go check out your Bible. Once again, David inquired of the Lord, and the Lord answered him. It's like, go do your thing. Go. It's okay to inquire more than once, even if there's an answer that you've got, because sometimes we look for reassurance and clarity and for comfort and from eliminating hearing mistakes. We're not trying to irritate God. We're not trying to fight against his will. We're not trying to be disobedient. The Lord knows that. See, I think what happens is we'll do something, it'll be sincere action, then somebody else may hear about it, or you mention somebody, and the way they interpret it is different than the way God interprets it. When I come before the Lord, and he says, go do this, and I come before the Lord again and do one of those, are you sure? You know, kind of thing. That's not me trying to be bad. And this is the same kind of thing that happens when you get into the people that one group in Christianity is like, you know, you can't ask for signs at all, because it shows that you either have no faith or you don't believe Jesus is the Messiah. Well, first of all, that's not true, because God gave signs all the way from Genesis to Revelation. So that's just silly. The other part of that is people asking for signs like Gideon were just like going, okay, I'm just trying not to mess this up. Right? What Jesus rebuked was the people asking for a sign to prove he was the Messiah. That's substantially different than asking God, I just need to know I'm not doing this dumb. Right? I mean, and that's why what we do is we kind of pour into these rules and these reasonings, and it's like, you know what? Don't do that. Come before the Lord, be yourself. You know, you don't have to you don't have to posture before God. He already knows. It's like, you know, I just want you to know I'm not going to look up right now. Now, if you really feel that way, that's fair. But don't do that because you're trying to impress God, because he knows you're trying to impress him. So then don't do that. Just tell him what's going on. Share your heart. Share your feelings. One of the things that I see about prayer, and this is a true statement. Some people say, well, people pray to get things changed. It's maybe better to say that we pray so that God changes us. That might be more accurate, so that we get into a surrender or a yielded position. It's not that you can't have faith, not that you can't pray, but what I'm talking about is coming and yielding and going, I'm just trying to get the clarity. I want to know what I'm doing is what you want to do. I think it's a very important element for people who are seeking wisdom, just to be as earnest and honest as possible. If the Lord grants you a sign, the bigger problem about that is most of the time, like for Israel, they didn't believe it anyway.